Do you feel like your life is meaningless? Would you just like it to mean a little bit more? Well, you're in luck because today's episode, we're going to talk about how to find meaning in life. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
Up, Randy?
You know, Danny, I was thinking that we might be the first people ever to think about how to find meaning in life. Would you agree?
Oh yeah, totally. It's a question no one asked, and I think they should, right? Like, why are we here? What's the purpose?
Yeah. But you know what's crazy about this question? This is like this question just sets you off on a bad start. Like never once when I was enjoying my life, just like having a blast, was I was like, what's the meaning of my life?
What's the purpose of my existence? Yeah, it's tough because it comes with that, on the one hand, I think it's good because it's like, okay, am I doing the things that are like really important? Because maybe that like has some bearing on that, and I'm not just like doing whatever. On the other hand, that like you said though, it does take you out of the moment too when you think about it, and then makes you realize what you lack and stuff too, which also can be hard.
Yeah. So that being said, we're going to talk about a few ideas, quick fixes, maybe some
Oh.
tips to help find meaning in life from our own personal experiences. So, number one, I have give meaning to what you're doing right now. So, everybody wants to find the meaning outside of the life that they're living right now. Like they have this job that they hate, their family's driving them up the wall, their neighbors have all this stuff. The dog barks in the middle of the night, like all this stuff. And they just want to find meaning outside of their life. And it's like, yes, you can keep doing that, but you're always going to end up exactly where you are right now. So if you can pause and say, hey, this is my life right now, let's find some meaning in this. I have a job I hate. What's the meaning in that? I have a family that drives me crazy. What's the meaning in that? This dog won't shut up. What's the meaning in that? And you can start looking at where you are right now because the sooner you can find meaning in where you are right now, the sooner you'll be able to get to any external thing that you want to do.
I like that one too, because when you first said it, I wasn't sure exactly how you were interpreting it, but I like that because it also makes you kind of focus on right now and what you have and kind of evaluate it too. Because sometimes, we do, if we're focusing outside on like, well, if I just get that next thing or this next thing, we tend to ignore what's going on in the present and we don't change things that might need to be changed because we're failing to see what the real problem is. So I think that's a really good one. And also too, that we just need to like start enjoying our lives now because this is the time you're going to enjoy it, right? It's not going to be later. It's going to be now.
Yeah, and also there, I mean, there's meaning in suffering. Suffering's part of
Yeah,
life. And so
it is.
find the meaning in suffering. Like I can look back and even though it wasn't fun, every time I suffered in life, there was meaning in that because it got me to
Chance
where I
to
am today.
grow, right? Chance to develop new things, decide, maybe change your course and fix it. Who knows, right? There's so many things that can be positive from it. It's a good one. My first one is create your own. And I think this is important too. Like we are meaning makers. That's how we interpret the world. And I think we often rely on others to tell us what things mean or how the world is or what we're supposed to do. And I think that's just, you're guaranteed to fail if you do that. You have to make your own. You have to start by thinking about like what's important to me, what areas of my life do I need to change, like why does this matter, whatever, and come up with your own reasons, and then things will be all the more meaningful.
Yeah, that's a great one. You can fill in the blank with whatever you want.
Yeah.
And it's cool because there's no right or wrong answer. Like your parents will tell you it's the wrong answer. Society will tell you it's the wrong answer. Even your friends who are supposed to support you will tell you this wrong answer. But really, whatever's right for you is what's right for you.
Yeah, and then you're taking ownership of it, right? You're not relying on somebody else, and then because then what happens is whenever you're relying on somebody else, you're like, well, you blame them, or you don't take any responsibility for it instead of actually owning up to it and, whatever you think is important in life.
Yeah, that's good. So my second one, how to find meaning in life. I think meaning comes along with, how you live your life. So I would say figure out what you would do on your last day. Like if you knew that you were going to die tomorrow, what would you do today? And then try and make that your everyday life. Maybe a little bit at a time. It's going to be hard, especially if you're working a whole bunch, if you have family, children, all this stuff. It's going to be hard. But try and make those things that you would want to do your last day, make that an everyday thing. Because I hear these people. So, like, there was this guy that I was speaking to last week, I know, story time. But there was this guy I was talking to last week, and I was going to do something, and I was telling him about it, and he was like, "Oh, that's on my bucket list." And I was like, "Well, it's happening this weekend. You should go do it." And he's like 80 something, you know? So I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, "You don't have too much longer to not
This is
do
the
it."
time you should start that bucket list, buddy. I ain't tell you.
Yeah. And so it's you know, it's kind of one of those things where like you have to start living that life you want. You can't keep putting it off. And doing stuff that you enjoy will give that meaning to your life because you're like, yes, this is me. This is my life. This is the meaning I want in my life.
You know what I hate about bucket lists? I feel like a lot of times when people talk about it, it's like things they really want to do, but they feel like they're outside the realm of possibility. And so they're like, it's on my bucket list. Like it's a dream, but it's not like reality, like something they're going to actually do. And I think that's a terrible idea because you just do it right now when you
Dude,
want to do it. Like,
it's seriously, it's like signaling or posturing or something like that because they always want to tell you it's on their bucket list, but the chances that they actually do it, they're like, "Oh yeah, my bucket list is travel to this country and this country and this country and going to do this thing," or "My bucket list is that." And it's
but I've
like they
never been
want to
on a
tell you the
bus.
type of person they want to be, but not the person that they're being.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, I find that's very, very problematic.
It's like most people have shelves full of books that they want to. You know, they want everybody to see that that's the type of books they read, even though the books have never been cracked.
Yeah, they're all brand new, nice and crisp. Yeah, that's a good one too. I think that's a good way to think about it. It's like, what would I regret most, you know, like not doing? And then just that's probably where meaning is going to lie in your life. That's probably what's most important to you. It goes really well in my second one, so I'm going to say it now, which is prioritize. And I think that's a great way to find out what your priorities are, which is like, think about like, what would I regret most if I die or something? Or like, what would I regret most not trying or not doing? And so prioritize, because we all know, like, you know, anything we do, any choice we make is also, you know, choosing not to do other things. So we have to kind of get clear about what really matters to us if we're going to live a meaningful life. And so you have to prioritize and decide, you know, do I really, you know, is this extra 10 hours a day working at this place really good for me? Or do I really want to go to this place or really do this thing? Then I should do it because that matters.
Yeah, prioritization is a great one. And that actually goes very well with our long episode coming up this week because we're going to be talking about regrets on the deathbed, that type of thing.
Woo.
Because if you don't prioritize and get that stuff done, you're going to be regretting a lot. But yeah, prioritization is key because there's only so much time in the day. And it's funny how it comes up. There's only so much time in the day because the times when I have been emotionally low, like depressed or whatever it was, there was way too much time in the day. I had nothing to do.
Just want the
But then
day
it's
to
like,
end, right?
yeah, exactly. But then, and there's like nothing to prioritize. It's like, what do I do? Get out of bed or brush my teeth or shower? No, I think I'll just stay in bed. There we go. All of those things. Stopped it all. But yeah, but then when you get busy, or at least when I get busy, and then I feel a lot better, and there's way too many things to do and not enough time. So prioritization is key.
Yeah, and it's a different kind of stress too, right? Because you feel like you start feeling like you're behind because there's so much to do and so many things you want to do that you can't do it all.
Yeah, and you feel like you're gonna die and you're not gonna be able to get it all done. Like, how much does that
Terrible.
suck? Yeah. So my last one for how to find meaning in life, and this came from personal experience, is stop torturing yourself and start pursuing joys. So like in my life, up until I was 35 years old, I lived by this mental model. I need to suffer now so that my life will be better in the future. So for 35 years, I suffered. I did all these hard things that society, my parents, everybody else told me I should do, that I was miserable doing, that I didn't want to do, and just made me miserable nonstop. And then about 5 years ago, I finally reached like the pinnacle of this, you know, pursuing these things that were suffering to get to a point. And I was even more miserable. I was like, "You're kidding me. I did that for 35 years to do all that stuff. And I'm not in amazing bliss." And then, so, you know, I had an existential crisis and a meltdown and all that stuff. And then,
Yay.
huzzah! And then I was finally like, well, that mental model doesn't work. How about I just start looking for stuff that makes me feel good, stuff that I enjoy doing, stuff that I want to do in my life. And I just start pursuing that as much as I can in the time that I have available. And I started doing that. And the more it just compounds on itself. And it's just like, I wake up And I every day I'm just like, I can't believe this is my life. This is freaking awesome. Like, so much, everything is meaningful because it's exactly what I want to be doing.
Well, it's just it, right? And I think that was your problem before. Like, had those goals been your goals originally, you probably would have felt great when you achieved them because the suffering was meaningful. You had your own reasons for it. But like, when you have somebody else's reasons, they're not your own. And when you achieve it, it's not going to feel like a big deal because it's like, so what? I didn't even want this. So now I have it. You know, what then? Right? So I think that's a great one because you got to like, and that means like, you know, kind of being easier on yourself too sometimes and just realizing that like, you know, I need to figure out what's good for me, not everybody else. I like that. Yeah.
I keep so I keep reminding of this thing from the Bible, and I know people hate the Bible, but I don't really care. And so there's this thing where it said, apparently God said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And I had to look up mercy because I didn't know what that meant, but it meant compassion and forgiveness. And it's like, I see compassion and forgiveness, not sacrifice. And so all these times in my life, my whole mental model was sacrifice. I sacrifice now for later. Now I keep getting stuck in that thing where I'm like, I have to do stuff now that I don't like so that later on I'll be good. And I'm like, no, just compassion and
Yeah.
forgiveness.
But it's also like, you know, if it's not for something you really want, why are you even doing it? You know? And like, if you're waiting till later, later may never come because there might always be later, right? It might always, now might always be
Well,
suffering and
I
later. You
could
know,
put
that's
it on my
ridiculous.
bucket list.
Yeah, right? Just throw it on there. It's fine. My last one, I think it's pretty straightforward, but be present. I think, and this is something I struggle with all the time, which is like, you know, when I'm doing stuff, actually being there in the moment, enjoying it, rather than like having my brain focused on the future or worrying about some other problem or trying to solve something, like actually being where I am now and enjoying that time and actually being engaged in the present. That's something I find very difficult, and I've been working at it. I think it's really important because like you can't have meaning in the moment unless you're in the moment. And so I think that's a crucial one too.
Yeah, that's a great one. Being present. I've gone to counseling so many times over my life, and every single time the answer comes down to mindfulness. Like, literally every time they're like,
Yeah.
why don't you just practice more mindfulness? And I'm like, damn it, why is
Why
that
did I pay you for this?
the answer again? Yeah. But it's funny because also being present. So like there's a big misconception about being present. So like yesterday, there was somebody who ruffled my feathers. And I was like, my brain would not stop. I was doing mental gymnastics all freaking day, but I was trying to maintain present, like, oh, like plotting to kill them, like doing all, I was like noting these things that my brain was doing all day. And so even though it wasn't like this peaceful serenity thing, I wasn't like, oh, why am I not peaceful right now? Because my mind's doing this. I need to be present, peaceful. And I was like, nah, my mind's going freaking nuts. And
Yeah.
then once I realized it, like, you know, there's only so many fucks you can give in a day. And I'm like, why? I'm gonna die. This doesn't matter at all in the grand scheme of anything. So why am I even doing that? And like all of a sudden it just let go. But I got to see like the hours and hours of mental gymnastics before the letting go.
Yeah, funny how you fixate on things like that too, and it's just stress and stuff. It's ridiculous, and you know, sometimes there's a reason, sometimes not. It's just whatever. It just annoyed you enough that it caused it. I
It would be so nice if there was an off button where you could just be
know.
like, stop thinking about that. But no.
Just stop. Yeah.
Nah.
That'd be good.
So, is that was your last one?
That's
Yeah.
it. Yeah, we're good. That's
Okay,
it.
we're good.
That was the
So
fix. We're good. Long
there you have
one.
it. Yeah, how to find meaning in life, a long fix today. If you enjoyed it, make sure to like, share, subscribe. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, also wherever you find your podcasts. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Randy.